Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
I just want to leave you with a quick but hopefully a Spirit-powered point to our life. This is from Luke chapter 10, and verse 38, it says, "Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving and preparation. And she went up to Jesus and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister had left me to serve all alone? Tell her then to help me.'" Now, this is interesting, isn't it? Martha, she's carrying out a task, something that, you know, we view as important in the way of hospitality. And she's doing this because she feels responsibility through maybe the way she was raised, is maybe her outlook on life. Certainly culturally, she's feeling this, or out of tradition to do this and provide and, you know, prepare some things for them to eat and drink and have all this time together. And so she comes to Jesus and states her grievance in a way that she feels she can manipulate Jesus to agree with her, and that now he can go and tell her sister what's what. I mean, Lord, she left me here to serve and do all this alone. I mean, don't you care about that? Kind of like, well, of course you do, should. Well, then, would you go tell her to get over here and help me now? You ever see a little bit maybe of yourself in moments like that in the scripture? Well, I'll tell you what, she's anticipating Jesus to agree, and he gives a very different answer as she's kind of wound up. Well, she is. Because it goes on to say that he tells her, and he had to say her name twice. Martha. Martha. You can see it there. You know how it is when somebody's kind of wound up and you want to calm them down or you want to get their attention? I mean, that's how it works, right? You know. John. John. Isn't that how it works in your home, Heffernan's? John, John, you know, Bill, Bill, you know, that's how it worked raising our kids and sometimes getting somebody's attention. Hey, 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 wait a minute, you know, just calm down. So Jesus, here he is, he had to say her name twice. Martha, is she still wound up? He's getting her attention. Martha. You are anxious and troubled about many things. I want you to know the chances are that when we get wound up pretty quick and we're trying to get people to agree with us, and, you know, we got a plan and we got, you know, responsibilities and we got, you know, this and we got that, and this is how I always do it, and this is how I want to control this, and this is how I want this to be, and we have these expectations, and of course, you know, our way is the right way and the only way, and our timing is the only timing. And she's conveying this to Jesus. And he says, Martha, Martha. You know, if we tend to have this happen to us, Jesus sees into her life. And the chances are that when we're like this, we're not just like this on this one occasion. We get wound up about many things. And Jesus sees it and he tells her, "You are troubled, anxious about many things. But one thing is necessary," he he tells her. And Mary has chosen the good portion, which is not going to be taken away from her. You and I can get anxious about many things. We can get worked up about many things. We can get frustrated with people and the whole, I'll just do it myself, or they should help me, or you know, whatever it is. They're not listening to you, or their plan isn't as good as your plan that you haven't verbalized, but you have it inside you because you haven't figured it out, sized up, and you know, you got it together. You want order, and order is according to what you think order is, not what someone else thinks it is. You know, it's one of the things I admire about these three ladies this morning who come to share. Chris, she had to go through some patience to get to what the Lord had. And it tested her and frustrated her a little bit. And you could see in her testimony, she was very vulnerable and honest. And I appreciate it so much that we get to look at that and say, I know what that's about because I see that in me. About Rachel, years ago, feeling a call to Africa and then getting married and having family and thinking, I guess that's a dream that is totally deferred to a later time in my life, and having to wait or having to hang on to a dream for a long time. For Krista, who thinks she's going, and to wrap her mind around the Lord was leading me, not second guessing, but used me for a segment, a piece, to help get this together that these others could go. And I served my purpose, and now he has another purpose for me. Being able to walk through that. See, the most important thing to the Lord, once again, is not just what we do, but who we become. And so when we look at, you know, people who frustrate us and the plan, and we want help, and they should be doing it like this, and we come in with our, you know, experienced, only right way to do it kind of outlook. Did you ever think that he had to step into chaos? Not to necessarily bring order, but to allow his spirit to expose things in us because he's more interested in what we become as a person than what we do. Or expose things in other people that they can see and that the Lord can speak to them. We all like it when things, you know, just march straight and it's all done and it's peaceable and it's good and it's the way we planned it. And hey, I like those moments. But Jesus was stepping into chaos all the time. Trouble, brokenness, people having opposing views. And he brought peace and he walked in with hope. And you know what? He got kingdom work done in people's lives. And I think that that's the higher calling and outlook. And when we gain some of that perspective, we get less anxious about our plan. Even stepping into the unknown. I mean, we all like information, and I believe we should have it, and, you know, the best we can, and all of those things. But, you know, we need to learn to lean into the Lord and allow him to help us walk with Holy Spirit anticipation and hope into everything and be anxious for nothing. Martha went through a transformation. You would find it in John, actually, where her brother Lazarus died. And he has been dead about 4 days. And Jesus wasn't there when Lazarus, the brother of Martha and Mary, died. And Jesus arrives 4 days later. They hear that he's come. Martha leaves the house, goes out to where Jesus is, and greets him and says, Now watch this transformation. Before, she's worried about everything. But she learned something. And when it comes to her brother passing away, she comes out and meets Jesus, and she says to him, "If you were here, I know he wouldn't have died." Now, if we stop there, we could read into that and think, here she goes again. If you'd have been here, Jesus, he wouldn't have died, but you weren't here. No. You have to look at the complete phrase. She says, "Jesus, if you were here, I know he wouldn't have died." In other words, "I believe in you and I know that you would heal him. He was your friend and you have great compassion and you have power." But she finishes up that statement, "I know if you were here, he wouldn't have died. But even now, whatever you ask God, I know he will give you." A place of leaning into Jesus, a faith in him, that is greater than the circumstance we face that we think we might have figured out. No anxiety. Her brother just passed away a few days ago, and now she's declaring to Jesus, "Still, whatever you ask the Father, I know he will give you." Trusting, resting in the fact of the Master. Friends, it's interesting that when something really horrific happens in our life, or something very demanding, or something we didn't count on, or something that's so difficult, it's amazing how that all of a sudden changes our perspective about what's really important in life compared to what we thought was important before that happened. We get all wound up about this and that and whatever, and then something happens and you realize that those things were not all that important compared to what I'm dealing with now. What if you and I learned to know what was really important before something terrible actually happened? That the stuff we think is almighty important has an importance, but not to the point where it robs us of our peace, our joy, and our faith. What if we lived as if something was more important than what we think is almighty important? And that he's first and his kingdom's first. And we know him and we know his word and we lean in him. That anxiety is not something that contends with our joy, our peace, and our hope. Would you stand with me, please, all over this room? Hear the voice of the Lord to you today. I want to hear his voice to me today, saying, repeating what he teaches in his word. Don't be anxious about so many things. Don't be troubled about so much. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things, in prayer. Talk to him. Listen to him. Lean into him. And be anxious for nothing. Anxiety doesn't add 1 hour to your life. Doesn't add a day. Tomorrow's not here yet. I mean, I'm not saying we shouldn't plan and do that and be faithful, of course, but to the point where we get anxious about tomorrow when today has enough challenges of its own. That's what Jesus taught. So you know what? Think and plan and be faithful. But if you step into chaos because your plan isn't working, solve it by leaning into him and allow him to carry it out, because his bigger purpose might be that he's forging you and some people around you, which is way more important than your plan being done the way you planned it. And when we gain that perspective, wow, takes away some anxiety. I can tell you story after story, and I've had friends with me through some of these things in my life, and I've still got a lot to learn. But I'll tell you what, it's wonderful to be interrupted with some havoc from time to time and have a kingdom perspective about this isn't about a broke down motorcycle in the middle of nowhere. This is about people who you get to meet, and about him forging character in me and influencing people around me because of the way this is going and the way that we respond and the way we react. So don't be troubled by many things. Lean into the Lord. There's a bigger perspective than your little task that you think is almighty important. You'll walk in a lot more joy, a lot more peace, exercising faith because you have hope. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. And it shows up as the evidence of things not yet seen. The writer of Hebrews tells us. Let's bow our heads together.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.